boys and girls, I'm glad you're here tonight. I did not enjoy the truth chicken and Colonel Cluck, and I am going to bring you a Bible story tonight that's going to prove that those guys are liars. What we're going to do, we're going to set a chair right here, and I'm going to get somebody to come sit in this chair and keep an eye on the boys section. Are you available, Brother Reardon? All right, why don't you sit in that chair right there. Keep an eye on the boys section tonight, looking for the best boy and maybe the second best boy to take home a big licorice rope tonight. How many of you guys would like to win this licorice rope tonight? Raise your hand. Now, sit up straight, look this way, put your hands in your lap. Right there, Brother Reardon's going to take those two. I'm going to have to get a young lady on this side who will sit in the chair over here, who is free to help me, Now I need to work. Who's that with her hand up? Rebecca Payne, come on up here if you will. Sit in this chair right here. How many of you young girls would like to win a licorice rope tonight? Raise your hand. All right, here's how to do it. Sit up straight. Now here's what happens, boys and girls. There's a lot of boys and girls that'll sit up straight. There's a lot of boys and girls that'll keep their hands in their lap. There's a lot of boys and girls that won't talk. But I tell you who probably will win. It's the boy, the girl who keeps their eyes right on me. Don't be looking at Miss Rebecca. If you look at Miss Rebecca, you will not win. You have to keep your eyes glued up here. I'm going to be up here by the table, be walking around a little bit, boys. Don't be looking at Brother Reardon. You've got to keep your eyes glued right up here because we have just a short time to bring you a Bible lesson tonight. And my lesson for you tonight is about the Bible. Truth Chicken and Colonel Cluck came in and they told some horrible lies. They said that the Bible is full of mistakes and lies, and take your scissors and pen knives and cut it up and rip it up. If you don't like it, throw it out because it's full of mistakes and lies. That is a huge, huge lie. The Bible is the Word of God. Can you say that with me? The Bible is the Word of God. Let's have all the boys say it. Ready? The Bible is the Word of God. Let's have the girls say it. The Bible is the Word of God. Now let me ask you a question. Boys, can God lie? No. Girls, can God lie? No. So then if the Bible is God's Word, does it have lies? No. Every Word of God is pure. In fact, my verse tonight says this in Psalm 119, verse 140, Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Did it look like Colonel Cluck and Truth Chicken loved the Bible when they were up here cutting out the pages and the words? Did it look to you like they loved the Bible when they were doing that? Huh? No, not a bit. The Bible says, Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. How many of you would like to be a servant of God? You'd like to serve God with your life. Boy, I would. That's what I want to do with my life. I want to serve God. And the Bible says that those who serve God love His word. There are a lot of reasons why I love the Word of God. One of the reasons I love the Word of God is because of what it is to people. You see, boys and girls, God gave us something very special when He gave us His Word. You know what He gave us? You know what He gave us? The first thing God gave us when He gave us His Word is food. There are several places in the Bible that tell us God's Word is like food. How many of you like to eat? Raise your hand real high. Don't say anything. Just raise your hand real high. How many of you had a bag of popcorn over in the gym a little while ago or a cookie or something? Huh? Boy, you can always get a crowd whenever you have food. Thank you. Take your hands down. I like to eat. Now, the Bible says that God's Word is like food. And in fact, it tells us that God's Word is like four kinds of food. First of all, the Bible tells us that God's Word is like bread. How many of you like a good sandwich? Huh? You like a good sandwich? I'm going to show you my favorite sandwich. I'm going to show you Pastor Angel's favorite sandwich of all sandwiches. First, you start with two pieces of bread and a great big old jar of what's that? Peanut butter. But it's not just peanut butter, it's crunchy peanut butter, all right? So first thing you do, you start with a big old jar of peanut butter like this, and you got your knife, and you got to get the knife down in that jar like that and get a big old swatch of peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter like this, and spread it around on this piece of bread. Then I go to the refrigerator, and I dig out a jar of, what's that stuff right there? Jelly. This is wild berry jelly. I like that. So then I put some of this wild berry jelly on this piece of bread right here. I am making a what? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But before I put those two pieces together, those two pieces of bread together, I have to really make it good. Now, you may not do this at your house, but this is what I do at my house. I have to put potato chips on that sandwich just like that. That's the best sandwich that you can eat. Man, you got that crunchy peanut butter. How many of you girls put potato chips on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Look around, huh? Look at all these smart girls, huh? I bet you make straight A's in school, don't you, huh? Put your hands down. How many of you boys put potato chips on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Yeah, all those smart-looking guys do. Probably half of them are telling a lie. Amen. But anyway, look up here, boys and girls. Hey, the Bible says that God's Word is like bread. It's like bread. Bread's good for you. It's always good to have a piece of bread. Sometimes I don't have peanut butter and jelly on my bread. Sometimes I have a grill outside my house, and sometimes I like to take hamburgers and put a piece of meat between two pieces of bread, put some mayonnaise and mustard and maybe some ketchup on that, a piece of cheese, pickles, and lettuce, and you can have it your way. Huh? What am I talking about? A what? A hamburger. That's a piece of meat. Now, wait a minute. The Bible says that God's Word is not only like bread. The Bible says that God's Word is like meat. Let me ask you a question. If you were eating this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or you were eating a hamburger, wouldn't you need something to wash it down? Huh? Boy, it would get thick in your throat. You'd have to have something to wash it down. So then I like this, right? How many of you like a good old glass of ice cold milk? Huh? Ice. Ah. Do I have a white stripe on my lip? Oh, man. I like to put ice in my milk. You guys like to put ice in your milk? I like to put ice in my milk and drink it real fast because I don't want the ice. But do you know, wait a minute, watch up here. Remember now, if you're going to try to win that licorice rope, you got to be zeroed in up here. Hey, the Bible says that God's Word is like bread. The Bible says that God's Word is like meat. The Bible says that God's Word is like milk. And how many of you, when you get all done eating, you like something sweet? Huh? Why do two? Now, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God's Word is like honey. Y'all like honey? I like honey. I like to put honey on biscuits. I like to put honey on peanut butter sandwiches. I like to put honey sometimes on other things because honey is sweet. I love good. Oh, we have a couple guys in the church who have beehives, and they make their honey. And they collect the honey out of the beehives and put it in a bottle. Now, the Bible says, watch it, that God's Word is like honey. So watch this. Look at this, boys and girls. The Bible says that God's Word is like bread. The Bible says that God's Word is like meat. The Bible says that God's Word is like milk. And the Bible says that God's Word is like honey. You know, when I eat bread and meat and milk and honey, it goes down into my body and it makes my body strong. It gives me strength so I can work and do the things that I enjoy doing. And if I didn't eat physical food, after a while I'd get real weak and sickly. And boy, if you didn't eat for a long, long time, you'd die. The Bible says that God's Word is like food. That's why when you read it, It goes in your eyes and into your mind and down into your heart, and it makes you spiritually strong. Every boy wants to be physically strong. Who are, you know, if I asked you who your hero was, no talking. If I asked you who your hero was, you'd probably tell me some hero that's got great big muscles. Every boy wants to be strong. And you know that every boy and every girl can be strong spiritually if you will learn to read. You see, we don't eat God's Word by tearing out a page and putting it in our mouth, chewing it up and swallowing it down into our stomachs. That'd be sick. Huh? You eat God's Word when you read it. It goes into your eyes, right to your mind, goes deep down into your heart, and it makes you spiritually strong. So the Bible tells us, first of all, that God's Word is like what? Food. It's like what? Food. What kind of food? Bread, meat, milk, honey. God's Word is like food. What kind of food? Bread, meat, milk, honey. That'll make you what? Strong. But now, wait a minute. Not only is God's Word like food, the Bible tells us, watch it, that His Word is like who's sitting up straight? Who's got their eyes up here? God's Word is like water. God's Word is like water. And we need food to make us strong. And we need water to keep us clean. How many of you last night or this morning you took a bath? Would you raise your hand? Or a shower? You got in the tub and you ran the water. Now listen, is it important to be physically clean? Yes, it is. You don't want to be physically dirty? Have stinky old feet and whew, B.O. Huh? You don't want to have that. But listen, boys and girls who love God, not only will keep themselves physically clean, they'll learn to keep themselves clean inside in their hearts. You say, why is that important, Brother Angel? Why is it important to be clean? Well, let me ask you a question. If you were, remember on Monday night when the power was off? Remember how hot it was? How many of you were here Monday night when the power was off? We were over in the gymnasium. Boy, there was no air conditioning. Remember how hot it got? And you guys did such a good job. Put your hands down, sitting over there listening to Brother Caleb preach on Monday night. Look, boy, you get sitting sometimes in a hot place, you just think to yourself, boy, I'd like to have a drink of water. What if you were real, real thirsty and I offered you a drink of water out of this glass right here? Huh? I said, hey, how many of you are thirsty? You would raise your hand. And I would say, how many of you would like to have a drink of this water? Nobody wants to have a drink of this water. It's got dirt and straw. Now, wait a minute. The water that I poured in there was pretty clean. It was the glass that was all if God is going to bless your life and use your life, do you know what God wants you to look like? God doesn't want you to look like this old dirty glass right here. God wants you to look like this kind of glass with no dirt on it and clean and the grass and trash out of it. And then if you were thirsty and somebody offered you a drink of water, they said, hey, would you like a drink of water? And they would pour this water in this glass right here. Oh, there's a bunch of people that would like to take a sip of this water out of this glass because it's all clean. That's how God wants you and me to be. See, look at me. Hey. We live in a dirty world. I don't mean dirty with dirt and rocks and grass. Oh, you get dirty when you play outside in the sand. Your feet get dirty in the summertime when you don't wear shoes. You go barefooted. Your legs get dirty. You got to have a bath. Wash your face. But the world sometimes and what's inside of us is dirty too. You know what we like to do? We like to tell lies. And sometimes we like to disobey our dads or our moms. Sometimes we like to be ugly and selfish to our brothers and our sisters. Sometimes we see bad things, and we need something to keep us clean. If we don't watch it, we'll end up and be a dirty glass like this one right here instead of a clean glass like this one right here. You say, Pastor Angel, what will keep me clean? Look, boys and girls, the Bible says that God's Word is like water. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The word of God is like water. When you read it, it will clean your heart. When you read it, it will show you things that you thought that were bad and wrong. It will tell you things that you said were bad and wrong. And then you can get on your knees and you can say, Dear God, I'm sorry for telling a lie. I'm sorry for disobeying my dad. I'm sorry for being mean to my mother. I'm sorry for being hateful to my sister. And you can confess that sin and you will be a clean vessel. And God can bless. The Bible is like food. The Bible is like water. Let me give you one more. The Bible says that it is also, God's Word is like a light. Now watch this. I'm not going to turn the lights off tonight, but Monday night when the power was off, if you came in here, oh man, it was dark. Sometimes during the day I come in here to get something out of the auditorium when the lights are off and it's the Bible says that God's Word is like a lamp. And it's also like a light. Now, I like to go hunting sometimes in the woods. And sometimes if you shoot a deer or something, late in the afternoon, the deer runs off and you have to wait for an hour or two. And then you have to go out and you have to track the animal. You don't ever shoot an animal and let it lay in the woods. That's cruel. So you have to find that animal. Now, I'm not going to turn the lights off. So I put this light right here. It helps me see real close up on the pieces of leaves and grass to see if I can see where the deer ran. But the Bible says, then also I'll get a flashlight so that we can see the way in front of us. Because when you get way back in the woods, it's real dark. You can't see a lot. So you have to have a light. I have two kinds of lights when I go looking for the deer. I have this kind of light so I can see where to put my feet. I have this kind of light that lights up the path so I can see which way to go. I look down here. I see where to put my feet. I look out here. I see if I'm on the right path. Look down here. Look out there. I got light. Now, do you know that the Bible says that the entrance, watch this, the entrance of God's Word gives light. That means when the Word of God goes into my heart, it helps me see how to walk and live right. How many of you would like to walk and live right and please the Lord with your life? How many of you girls would like to do that? How many of you boys would like to do that? You'd like to walk and live right and please God with your life so you could have His blessing. Sit up here, put your hands down. We're almost done. Look up here. Miss Rebecca is watching for the girl who's staring up here. Brother Don is watching for the boy who's staring up here. We're going to get that done in just a minute. But let me show you something, boys and girls. The Bible says that that the Word of God is like a lamp and a light. It helps me see the way to walk. It helps me see the way to walk to please God. Now, you know what you need to do? Don't you listen to Truth Chicken or Colonel Cluck. They said the Bible was full of lies and mistakes, but God's Word says that it is very pure and servants of God love it. Now, we need this. How many of you can read? You already are old enough. You've learned how to read. Raise your hand. Especially those sitting in the back. How many of you boys know how to read? All right, look up here. There is a book in your Bible, right here, look up here, called Proverbs. What's the name of the book? Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs. How many days are there in a month? 31. Now, you know what you ought to do? Tomorrow morning is August the 4th. You ought to get up tomorrow morning and get your Bible and open it to Proverbs chapter 4 and sit down and read Proverbs chapter 4 tomorrow morning. And then on Friday, get up and before you start playing, get your Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter 5 on August 5 and read that chapter. You know what? Proverbs chapter 4 is only 27 verses. You say, Pastor Angel, I don't understand all the Bible. Hey, guess what? Neither do I. But I read it, and a lot of it I do understand. And you know what? When I read the Bible, you know what it's like? It is like food. It gives me strength. It's like water. It keeps me clean. It's like light. It helps me see how to live my life to please God. Every morning, find that chapter that matches the day and read one chapter. And when you come to church on Sunday, you sit in Sunday school class, with all your heart to the Word of God. As it comes in your ears and as you read it, it'll go down into your heart and make you strong, clean, and help you to see clearly. How many of you would like for God to do that for you? Raise your hand. Huh? He can. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Nobody is looking. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody is looking. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody is looking. Is there any boy here tonight? Let's start on the boys' side. Is there any boy here tonight? Hi, boys and girls, I'm glad you're here tonight. I did not enjoy the truth chicken and Colonel Cluck, and I am going to bring you a Bible story tonight that's going to prove that those guys are liars. What we're going to do, we're going to set a chair right here, and I'm going to get somebody to come sit in this chair and keep an eye on the boys section. Are you available, Brother Reardon? All right, why don't you sit in that chair right there. Keep an eye on the boys section tonight, looking for the best boy and maybe the second best boy to take home a big licorice rope tonight. How many of you guys would like to win this licorice rope tonight? Raise your hand. Now, sit up straight, look this way, put your hands in your lap. Right there, Brother Reardon's going to take those two. I'm going to have to get a young lady on this side who will sit in a chair over here, who is free to help me, Now I need to work. Who's that with her hand up? Rebecca Payne, come on up here if you will. Sit in this chair right here. How many of you young girls would like to win a licorice rope tonight? Raise your hand. All right, here's how to do it. Sit up straight. Now here's what happens, boys and girls. There's a lot of boys and girls that will sit up straight. There's a lot of boys and girls that will keep their hands in their lap. There's a lot of boys and girls that won't talk. But I tell you who probably will win, it's the boy, the girl who keeps their eyes right on me. Don't be looking at Miss Rebecca. If you look at Miss Rebecca, you will not win. You have to keep your eyes glued up here. I'm going to be up here by the table, be walking around a little bit, boys. Don't be looking at Brother Reardon. You've got to keep your eyes glued right up here because we have just a short time to bring you a Bible lesson tonight. And my lesson for you tonight is about the Bible. Truth Chicken and Colonel Cluck came in and they told some horrible lies. They said that the Bible is full of mistakes and lies and take your scissors and pen knives and cut it up and rip it up. If you don't like it, throw it out because it's full of mistakes and lies. That is a huge, huge lie. The Bible is the Word of God. Can you say that with me? The Bible is the Word of God. Let's have all the boys say it. Ready? The Bible is the Word of God. Let's have the girls say it. The Bible is the Word of God. Now let me ask you a question. Boys, can God lie? No. Girls, can God lie? No. So then if the Bible is God's Word, does it have lies? No. Every Word of God is pure. In fact, my verse tonight says this in Psalm 119, verse 140, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." Did it look like Colonel Cluck and Truth Chicken loved the Bible when they were up here cutting out the pages and the words? Did it look to you like they loved the Bible when they were doing that? Huh? No, not a bit. The Bible says, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." How many of you would like to be a servant of God? You'd like to serve God with your life. Boy, I would. That's what I want to do with my life. I want to serve God. And the Bible says that those who serve God love His word. There are a lot of reasons why I love the word of God. One of the reasons I love the Word of God is because of what it is to people. You see, boys and girls, God gave us something very special when He gave us His Word. You know what He gave us? You know what He gave us? The first thing God gave us when He gave us His Word is food. There are several places in the Bible that tell us God's Word is like food. How many of you like to eat? Raise your hand real high. Don't say anything. Just raise your hand real high. How many of you had a bag of popcorn over in the gym a little while ago, or a cookie or something? Huh? Boy, you can always get a crowd whenever you have food. Take your hands down. I like to eat. Now, the Bible says that God's Word is like food. And in fact, it tells us that God's Word is like four kinds of food. First of all, the Bible tells us that God's Word is like bread. How many of you like a good sandwich? Huh? You like a good sandwich? I'm going to show you my favorite sandwich. I'm going to show you Pastor Angel's favorite sandwich of all sandwiches. First, you start with two pieces of bread and a great big old jar of what's that? Peanut butter. But it's not just peanut butter, it's crunchy peanut butter, all right? So the first thing you do, you start with a big old jar of peanut butter like this, and you got your knife, and you got to get the knife down in that jar like that and get a big old swatch of peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter like this, and spread it around on this piece of bread. Then I go to the refrigerator, and I dig out a jar of, what's that stuff right there? Jelly. This is wild berry jelly. I like that. So then I put some of this wild berry jelly on this piece of bread right here. I am making a what? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But before I put those two pieces together, those two pieces of bread together, I have to really make it good. Now, you may not do this at your house, but this is what I do at my house. I have to put potato chips on that sandwich, just like that. That's the best sandwich that you can eat. Man, you got that crunchy peanut butter. How many of you girls put potato chips on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Look around, huh? Look at all these smart girls, huh? I bet you make straight A's in school, don't you, huh? Put your hands down. How many of you boys put potato chips on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Yeah, all those smart-looking guys do. Probably half of them are telling a lie. Amen. But anyway, look up here, boys and girls. Hey, the Bible says that God's Word is like bread. It's like bread. Bread's good for you. It's always good to have a piece of bread. Sometimes I don't have peanut butter and jelly on my bread. Sometimes I have a grill outside my house, and sometimes I like to take hamburgers and put a piece of meat between two pieces of bread, put some mayonnaise and mustard and maybe some ketchup on that, a piece of cheese, pickles, and lettuce, and you can have it your way. Huh? What am I talking about? A what? A hamburger. That's a piece of meat. Now, wait a minute. The Bible says that God's Word is not only like bread. The Bible says that God's Word is like meat. Let me ask you a question. If you were eating this peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or you were eating a hamburger, wouldn't you need something to wash it down? Huh? Boy, it would get thick in your throat. You'd have to have something to wash it down. So then I like this, right? How many of you like a good old glass of ice cold milk, huh? Ice. Ah. Do I have a white stripe on my lip? Oh, man. I like to put ice in my milk. You guys like to put ice in your milk? I like to put ice in my milk and drink it real fast because I don't want the ice. But do you know, wait a minute, watch up here. Remember now, if you're going to try to win that licorice rope, you got to be zeroed in up here. Hey, the Bible says that God's Word is like bread. The Bible says that God's Word is like meat. The Bible says that God's Word is like milk. And how many of you, when you get all done eating, you like something sweet? Huh? Why the two? Now you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that God's Word is like honey. Y'all like honey? I like honey. I like to put honey on biscuits. I like to put honey on peanut butter sandwiches. I like to put honey sometimes on other things because honey is sweet. I love good. Oh, we have a couple guys in the church who have beehives and they make their honey. And they collect the honey out of the beehives and put it in a bottle. Now, the Bible says, watch it, that God's Word is like honey. So watch this. Look at this, boys and girls. The Bible says that God's Word is like bread. The Bible says that God's Word is like meat. The Bible says that God's Word is like milk. And the Bible says that God's Word is like honey. You know, when I eat bread and meat and milk and honey, it goes down into my body and it makes my body strong. It gives me strength so I can work and do the things that I enjoy doing. And if I didn't eat physical food, after a while I'd get real weak and sickly. And boy, if you didn't eat for a long, long time, you'd die. The Bible says that God's Word is like food. That's why when you read it, it goes in your eyes and into your mind and down into your heart, and it makes you spiritually strong. Every boy wants to be physically strong. Who are, you know, if I asked you who your hero was, no talking. If I asked you who your hero was, you'd probably tell me some hero that's got great big muscles. Everyone wants to be strong. And you know that every boy and every girl can be strong spiritually, if you will learn to read. You see, we don't eat God's Word by tearing out a page and putting it in our mouth, chewing it up and swallowing it down into our stomachs. That'd be sick. Huh? You eat God's Word when you read it. It goes into your eyes, right to your mind, goes deep down into your heart, and it makes you spiritually strong. So the Bible tells us, first of all, that God's Word is like what? Food. It's like what? Food. What kind of food? Bread, meat, milk, honey. God's Word is like food. What kind of food? Bread, meat, milk, honey. That'll make you what? Strong. But now wait a minute. Not only is God's Word like food, the Bible tells us, watch it, that His Word is like who's sitting up straight? Who's got their eyes up here? God's Word is like water. God's Word is like water. And we need food to make us strong. And we need water to keep us clean. How many of you last night or this morning you took a bath? Would you raise your hand? Or a shower? You got in the tub and you ran the water. Now listen, is it important to be physically clean? Yes, it is. You don't want to be physically dirty? Have stinky old feet and whew, B.O. Huh? You don't want to have that. But listen, boys and girls who love God, not only will keep themselves physically clean, they'll learn to keep themselves clean inside in their hearts. You say, why is that important, Brother Angel? Why is it important to be clean? Well, let me ask you a question. If you were, remember on Monday night when the power was off? Remember how hot it was? How many of you were here Monday night when the power was off? We were over in the gymnasium. Boy, there was no air conditioning. Remember how hot it got? And you guys did such a good job. Put your hands down, sitting over there listening to Brother Caleb preach on Monday night. Look, Boy, you get sitting sometimes in a hot place, you just think to yourself, boy, I'd like to have a drink of water. What if you were real, real thirsty and I offered you a drink of water out of this glass right here? Huh? I said, hey, how many of you are thirsty? You would raise your hand and I would say, how many of you would like to have a drink of this water? Nobody wants to have a drink of this water. It's got dirt and straw. Now, wait a minute. The water that I poured in there was pretty clean. It was the glass that was all dirty. Now, watch. If God is going to bless your life and use your life, do you know what God wants you to look like? God doesn't want you to look like this old dirty glass right here. God wants you to look like this kind of glass with no dirt on it and clean and the grass and trash out of it. And then if you were thirsty and somebody offered you a drink of water and they said, hey, would you like a drink of water? And they would pour this water in this glass right here. Oh, there's a bunch of people that would like to take a sip of this water out of this glass because it's all clean. That's how God wants you and me to be. See, look at me. Hey. We live in a dirty world. I don't mean dirty with dirt and rocks and grass. Oh, you get dirty when you play outside in the sand. Your feet get dirty in the summertime when you don't wear shoes. You go barefooted. Your legs get dirty. You got to have a bath. Wash your face. But the world sometimes and what's inside of us is dirty too. You know what we like to do? We like to tell lies. And sometimes we like to disobey our dads. Sometimes we like to be ugly and selfish to our brothers and our sisters. Sometimes we see bad things and we need something to keep us clean. If we don't watch it, we'll end up and be a dirty glass like this one right here instead of a clean glass like this one right here. You say, Pastor Angel, what will keep me clean? Look, boys and girls, the Bible says that God's Word is like water. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. The word of God is like water. When you read it, it will clean your heart. When you read it, it will show you things that you thought that were bad and wrong. It will tell you things that you said were bad and wrong. And then you can get on your knees and you can say, dear God, I'm sorry for telling a lie. I'm sorry for disobeying my dad. I'm sorry for being mean to my mother. I'm sorry for being hateful to my sister. And you can confess that sin and you will be a clean vessel. And God can bless. Bible is like water. The Bible is like food. The Bible is like water. Let me give you one more. The Bible says that it is also God's Word is like a light. Now watch this. I'm not going to turn the lights off tonight, but Monday night when the power was off, if you came in here, oh man, it was dark. Sometimes during the day I come in here to get something out of the auditorium. When the lights are off and it's real dark. The Bible says that God's Word is like a lamp. And it's also like a light. Now, I like to go hunting sometimes in the woods. And sometimes if you shoot a deer or something, late in the afternoon, the deer runs off and you have to wait for an hour or two. And then you have to go out and you have to track the animal. You don't ever shoot an animal and let it lay in the woods. You have to go find that animal. I'm not going to turn the lights off. So I put this light right here. It helps me see real close up on the pieces of leaves and grass to see if I can see where the deer ran. But the Bible's, look, then also I'll get a flashlight so that we can see the way in front of us. Because when you get way back in the woods, it's real dark. You can't see a lot. So you have to. I have two kinds of lights when I go looking for the deer. I have this kind of light
so I can see where to put my feet. I have this kind of light that lights up the path so I can see which way to go. I look down here. I see where to put my feet. I look out here. I see if I'm on the right path. Look down here. Look out there. I got light. Now, do you know that the Bible says that the entrance... Watch this. The entrance of God's Word gives light. That means when the Word of God goes into my heart, it helps me see how to walk and live right. How many of you would like to walk and live right and please the Lord with your life? How many of you girls would like to do that, huh? How many of you boys would like to do that? You'd like to walk and live right and please God with your life so you could have His blessing. Sit up here, put your hands down. We're almost done. Look up here. Miss Rebecca is watching for the girl who's staring up here. Brother Don is watching for the boy who's staring up here. We're going to get that done in just a minute. But let me show you something, boys and girls. The Bible says that that the Word of God is like a lamp and a light. It helps me see the way to walk. It helps me see the way to walk to please God. Now, you know what you need to do? Don't you listen to Truth Chicken or Colonel Cluck. They said the Bible was full of lies and mistakes, but God's Word says that it is very pure and servants of God love it. Now, we need this. How many of you can read? You already are old enough. You've learned how to read. Raise your hand. Especially those sitting in the back. How many of you boys know how to read? All right, look up here. There is a book in your Bible, right here, look up here, called Proverbs. See that? What's the name of the book? Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs. How many days are there in a month? 31. Now, you know what you ought to do? Tomorrow morning is August the 4th. You ought to get up tomorrow morning and get your Bible and open it to Proverbs chapter 4 and sit down and read Proverbs chapter 4 tomorrow morning. And then on Friday, get up and before you start playing, get your Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter 5 on August 5, and read that chapter. You know what? Proverbs chapter 4 is only 27 verses. You say, Pastor Angel, I don't understand all the Bible. Hey, guess what? Neither do I. But I read it, and a lot of it I do understand. And you know what? When I read the Bible, you know what it's like? It is like food, it gives me strength. It's like water, it keeps me clean. It's like light, it helps me see how to live my life to please God. Every morning, find that chapter that matches the day and read one chapter. And when you come to church on Sunday, you sit in Sunday school class, you sit with all your heart to the Word of God. As it comes in your ears and as you read it, it'll go down into your heart and make you strong, clean, and help you to see clearly. How many of you would like for God to do that for you? Raise your hand. Huh? He can. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Nobody is looking. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody is looking. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody is looking. Is there any boy here tonight? Start on the boys' side. Is there any boy here tonight?